The state legislature is headed into the last 3 weeks of this year's session, and there's concern over the time it will take to fix the Coast Management Program. Two ideas have been presented in bills. One, a six-year extension without any changes to the development and permit coordinating program, the other with a simple one-year extension. Without an extension, the program will be forced to completely cease operations by July 1st. Both of those bills are still in their first committees of reference, and only one of them, the governor's six-year extension, has been heard by legislators. That bill has been heard seven times by the House Resources Committee, where co-chair Eric Feige wants an extension for as long as possible. He says changes can be dealt with later.
It's important that we send the right signals to the investment community throughout the world, throughout this country, that Alaska is open for business. By having that program go away, we don't encourage that. We don't give industry a positive feeling that we're ready to deal with the issues at hand.
But supporters of the Coastal Management Program want it made stronger.
6 years, are they going to be around here 6 years to fix it?
I doubt it.
That's Bethel's Senator Lyman Hoffman, who says there's still time this year to change the system, and at the most, he sees the program will only need another year to finish work on the extension. Bush Caucus Chairman Reggie Jewell of Kotzebue also says there's no reason to separate the extension from the changes. He says there's time, and delay will not accomplish anything.
You know, I have heard for 5 years that we're going to get to this. And now we're facing a sunset. And why would we let an opportunity to go by where reasonable people can get together?
House Minority Leader Beth Krutula agrees there's time for change this year. She says it's in the best interest of various developmental industries, such as oil and mining, to have a strong working management program.